So last week, I set out on the field with a local ecologist here in Jackson Hole, Trevor Bloom, who grew up in Jackson Hole and has been studying ecology and biology for the last decade. And currently, he's working on a project here in Jackson Hole with another scientist, Dr. Corinna Reginos, working with the Northern Rockies Conservation Cooperative. And they are taking Dr. Frank Craighead's book that he wrote in the 70s titled For Everything There Is a Season and trying to make some of the same observations during the seasons that Dr. Craighead made back in the 70s and correlate that to climate change here in the Tetons. But he's doing it a little differently by incorporating a group of citizen scientists to help him conduct his research throughout the next coming years. Trevor is going to be speaking at the Teton County Library on September 26th, Tuesday, from 6 to 7:30 at the Wyoming Native Plant Society's Teton chapter. Trevor and I headed out to Blacktail Butte in Grand Teton National Park last week on a smoky afternoon to make some plant observations.
This is the trailhead. I don't know if we want to start here, but this is where I start my citizen science hike.
Yeah, can you just briefly just say what citizen science is all about?
Cool. So citizen science is the concept of having local volunteers in the community come out and do research. So as one, research funding continues to get cut and there's less opportunities for researchers to be out in the field, and two, just to increase overall involvement in science, citizen science has really risen over the last 5 or 10 years. And what that is that local people can go out, they'll be trained by professional scientists how to do a project, and then once they're trained, they can go out on their own. So for example, my citizen science project, or ours with the Northern Rockies Conservation Cooperative, is for people to come out to Blacktail Butte and we'll teach them how to make systematic plant observations. And we have a specific spreadsheet that they fill out, specific stops along the trail that they get to go on. And then when they come out and fill out a spreadsheet, they'll send it to me in the mail or over email. And that's actually going to go into a database and contribute to our research, which is going to be especially important for projects like ours that we hope can last 5, 10, 15 years or hopefully go on forever. So we're working with local groups like the Sierra Club, the Native Plant Society, Teton Botanical Gardens, Summit High School, to get people of all ages out here doing this work.
This one looks like an Indian paintbrush to me in shape, but no, it's definitely not.
So this is that rubber rabbit brush, and it's in flower now, these bright yellow flowers. And it's a really important forage for wildlife because it doesn't lose most of its leaves in the winter. So things like mule deer and elk, even moose will come and forage on that with the bitter brush as
well. You said sage is also in bloom right now?
Yeah, so this is the sage. Sage is the predominant, you know, species we see when we look out in the sagebrush. But believe it or not, sagebrush habitat's pretty imperiled right now because it's getting cut down, and that's why there's these issues with the sage grass. But these are its flowers. There's lots of small yellow flowers. And it's got lots of pollen. If you look at it, you can actually see that yellow pollen coming off of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what people that are sneezing right now in September, most people are allergic to the sage.
If you're just joining me, I'm on the field with local scientist Trevor Bloom on Blacktail Butte as he has been studying some of the local plants here in the Tetons through the book that Dr. Frank Craighead wrote back in the 70s, making observations of different plants throughout the season. Trevor has teamed up a gang of local citizen scientists to help him conduct his research. I mean, you're in July and even early August and maybe late spring, you're probably documenting a lot more species of plants, right?
Yeah, definitely peak bloom for the majority of plant species that we monitor, which is at least 72, happens in July, like mid-July. Kind of right around the 4th of July is also peak bloom. But that said, there's things blooming out here as soon as, you know, April 27th, you get the sagebrush buttercup literally emerging from the snow, and the glacier lilies and the little yellow bells. So as soon as the snow melts, there's flowers. And now it's September 5th and sagebrush is flowering, the rabbit brush is flowering. So there's things that are flowering throughout the season. And we're monitoring essentially, are they flowering now at the same time that they were flowering in the 70s? And the short answer is no. They're flowering. Most of them are flowering earlier.
So have you noticed anything that Dr. Frank Craighead had noted in his book consistently in this month of early September that isn't here right now?
Well, you know, one thing is this project's still in early stages. Mm-hmm. And so this is the first year that we have of contemporary data to compare to what he saw. And as we all know, this year was a heavy snowpack year and a wet summer. So this year has actually been decently consistent with what he saw, with the exception of quite a few species. I haven't actually looked at all the data. But one thing we're seeing is that, like, huckleberries and serviceberries, which are very important food sources for the bears, mm-hmm. came and went much earlier than when he observed them. And so that really begs the question, okay, well then what are the bears going to feed on come late summer, early fall? This is a Mormon cricket here.
A Mormon cricket, huh?
Yeah. So now the trail, we started at the Blacktail Butte Trailhead. We walked about half a mile, and now we're entering an aspen forest. And in the aspen forest, now we have a whole different community of plants than we saw just a few minutes ago in the sagebrush. So our study goes through several different ecotypes, from the sagebrush meadows to the aspen trees, and then we're going to get into like a conifer woodland. And each one has a different set of species that we're monitoring.
So they chose this for, you know, the reasons that, one, it was close to their cabin.
Yep.
Two, they got a wide census of different plants so they could get more census from a smaller amount of time.
Yeah, exactly. And three, it's really beautiful. It's just a nice place to come out and observe nature.
How many times have you been on this trail?
Oh man, I haven't looked into it yet, but I've been on this trail at least 40 times this summer, maybe 50. So I come out pretty much twice a week, starting when the snow first melted. I actually started when there's still snow on the ground, making sure nothing had come up. And then first day of snow melt on the valley floor, I think was like April 27th, I was out here looking at sagebrush buttercup. So I've been out, you know, at least twice a week since then till now, and hope to be doing this for many more years at the same rate.
That was a short clip of some of the time I spent out on the field with local scientist Trevor Bloom. You can hear more about his project on Blacktail Butte following Dr. Frank Craighead's book, For Everything There Is a Season, on September 26th at the Teton County Library from 6 to 7:30. Or you can check out his website, climateitchange.com. This is 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.